One of them started out that says Kentucky District Court mandatory mediation order. And it's got a judge and a clerk and a case number. And it says a mediation order of appearance for unpaid traffic violation. And they have a date and time, which is usually the next date and time, next day and after this notice. That puts everybody in a rush to do something, maybe not think. The other one is they're using Kentucky State Police. I can tell you the Kentucky State Police does not do text on anything of this nature. It says Kentucky State Police Citation Enforcement Unit. There's no such unit. And they have reference a number and a traffic citation, this and that. And has an active unpaid traffic violation. Has been escalated to our enforcement division. Failure to pay so-and-so within 12 hours. And it goes on with some other things. Both of them are very similar. Now, one thing, my office personnel and her husband, one of my office personnel and her husband got these yesterday evening. Now, one thing that all these sites have in common, they're not .gov. These are drive.kentucky.gov-sxq.org. Now you'll see the .orgs, and the same thing on the other one, .orgs or .homes. These are not government sites, period. And there'll be one, there's one that if you don't do something with your driver's license from the regional office, which that's been in the news, the regional driver's licensing offices have been in the news. So your vehicle has an outstanding traffic infraction recorded in the database, payments due the next date, and they have a site of kypdhyw.life. If it's not .gov, it's not so. Now, what is even more serious in my estimation is we've had several where they're playing on people's emotions. They'll say whoever it is, a granddaughter, a good friend or whatever, has been in an accident. We need so much money. They need so much money for to be treated and this and et cetera. And then it will come back that they will need more money because they've been arrested because of this accident. Now, and they'll want PayPal, Cash App, MoneyGram from Walmart, and various different payments. That's not the way people are notified. And sometimes they'll use a agency, an officer's name, badge number, etc., and I'm just calling to help the people out and like that. No, that's not so. Another one's you miss court. They'll call and identify themselves, as I said, a lot of times it's U.S. Marshal, FBI, you missed a federal court subpoena.
I got one of those. And
I can assure you the federal court does not operate on emails, telephone calls, or texts. If you don't make this right, they'll take an arrest warrant. Years ago, my wife got one out of Texas that they were going to come and get her. Because she didn't appear. So everybody is subject to these. It doesn't make any difference who you are and like of that. But if it doesn't end with .gov, they'll have this in there to make it look legitimate. This all, if you're not familiar with the process, not familiar with paperwork, it looks very, very familiar. And I might add, if I've got some websites to report this, if you want to grab a pencil and piece of paper, I'll give these out in a minute. So get your pencil and piece of paper, and I'll give you these sites that this can be reported because they are being documented, they are being counted. Many of these things we cannot do anything about. It's electronic. It's here and there. And, Tess, the phone numbers you got should have had a +63 in front
yes.
of them.
What is that?
That's the Philippines. That's where your scammers are. They're working offshore. And you give them any money or send any money, it's out of the United States in a matter of, well, as soon as it's electronically processed. So you can look at some of these phone numbers. If they've got a plus whatever, then that's a foreign number. And 62 is Indonesia. if you get one with a 6-2. There's the way they're working. And who knows, they might not even be in the Philippines. That's just a number that comes up. But they will be out of country. Now, a couple of disturbing ones, as I mentioned a moment ago, we've had people make arrangements to pick this money up and come to people's house to pick the money up. They've lost some money, and they will call for more money. If you get anything like that, do not go along with it. Hang up. If you're concerned that there's injury or something of that nature, ask them where they're at. Hang up and call us or call a police agency, law enforcement, and see if they can check and see if anyone like that is. Or try to call them or some of their friends and see how they are. People are getting very emotional. They're concerned about their loved ones and want to help. And that's what these people prey on, are predators. That's all they are. Another one scam that just started, or reoccurred rather, is the Social Security Administration investigator. Now, as you know, as of yesterday or the day before, Social Security Administration and payments of Social Security has been a hot topic in the news. Now, these people pay attention to what the topics are and what people are thinking about. So this happened in Caldwell County. The individual came to the residence portraying, had a lanyard and some type of card.
In Caldwell?
Yes, in Caldwell, just the day before yesterday. And had fake credentials, saying and implied that they were with the Social Security Administration. Well, implied, they said they were. And the individual was very friendly, and I appreciate that. And the person started taking pictures, and they started running them off, and they said, "We'll see that your Social Security is stopped if you don't cooperate with this," or something to that effect. And the person, as the old say, go and put them to going, and I'm glad they did. And that's if you have someone of that nature come to your residence, call us. Don't wait 30 minutes or 45 minutes to think you're going to bother us with such. We get a vehicle description. If you can get a license number, and they usually park to where you can't see a license number, but if you can see a license number, get that, let us know. We'll track down what we can do. But this individual left very hastily, and it was for his good health that he did. And you do not have to go along with anything these people say. It's your property. It's your home. If it's official, there's going to be some notification made, and it will be in writing from the federal government. And the IRS does not send investigators out of that nature at all. They have investigators, but they don't operate that way. So you can stand your ground on this. You do not have to talk to these people. If you have concerns, get what information you can. Give them no information. Don't let them know where you bank, where you'll meet them. They want to meet somewhere sometimes. That's another part of a scam. They all vary. But do not give them any information whatsoever. On the phone or text or email, do not respond to it.